today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line as we launch into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free, so enjoy those on us. That once again, freetalklive.com. Al in South Florida listening on WFTL. We go straight to the phones and to the fun. Hey, Al, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was listening, and one of the things that I think that people tend to overlook is that all insurance companies, and in fact the government, with both the Medicare and Medicaid programs, purchase all medical services at a discount. I had a chance to see that sort of up close and personal about a month ago when I visited the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
The bill that I received after visiting the emergency room, and I do have insurance, showed that the charges were over $10,000 for all of the tests and whatever I had.
Right.
However, the insurance company had a pre-negotiated deal with the hospital that for that bill they would pay as full payment an amount around $3,000.
Makes sense.
Approximately 30% of the charge that the hospital made.
That makes sense to me because they're buying essentially bulk discounts. The hospital knows they're going to deal with this insurance company on a fairly frequent basis, so they're essentially giving them a bulk buy.
Yes, you're right. The problem is, the way I see it, the problem is that the bulk discount is so great that the actual charge for the service has no semblance with reality. Obviously, if the hospital still can make a profit collecting only $3,000 on a $10,000 bill, they're certainly not doing it at a loss, which means that a $10,000 charge for those services is exorbitant. Now, this
I see where you're coming from. There's a point you're missing, though, Al. And here's what it is, as I understand it. The government actually, in many cases, pays below market rate for what their services, for whatever services are rendered for Medicaid and Medicare and all that sort of thing. The government essentially says, okay, we're going to set this price for this particular test. We're going to set this price for this service, and we're not going to pay any higher than that. So basically, what you have going on is the hospitals are trying to make that up somewhere else by charging cash payers an extra amount simply because they pay cash, and so they're making up the difference for when the government steps in and essentially points their guns at the hospital and orders them to charge them no more than a certain rate. So there's also that factor as well.
Yes, you may be right about that, but that doesn't explain the insurance company issue. Well, both discounts is something that's reasonable and should enable them to get some sort of discount.
Now,
the discrepancy I see is too great. And the biggest problem, in my opinion, is that it makes the problem of healthcare costs being too high overinflated, because hospitals claim that if they don't collect on a $10,000 bill, they've lost $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
In effect, though, they haven't lost $10,000. They've lost significantly less than $10,000
right.
in real dollars. And that I think, exaggerates the problem of exorbitant health care costs.
I think one of the possible solutions to what you're outlining here would be that if we were to let the marketplace actually handle health care, which it's not doing right now, it's
right.
mostly government. If the marketplace were to actually handle health care, then it'd be easier for competition to be involved, to where there could be more health care services available in the marketplace, thereby bringing down those prices, because right now they can artificially inflate them about as high as they would like them to go, because they know you really pretty much can't go anywhere else. So that's another factor.
Exactly.
Now, I'd like to say about discounts, I generally pay for medical services in cash. I have had insurance. I don't have it right now. But, I just went to a doctor a couple of months ago and negotiated, I said, hey, I'm going to pay in cash. Can I get a discount? And he went right down 66%, 33%. I paid 66% of the total.
Yeah, and that's fine. And if doctors could do that without prompting, That would be even better.
Well, sure, but hey, it's a marketplace. If you want a discount, sometimes you have to ask for it, and you know.
Most people don't recognize that, I think.
Hey, buyer beware, my friend. Spread the word.
Most people don't even recognize that the $10,000 bill or what they pay for their prescription drug in no way correlates to what the government pays for a prescription drug or what an insurance company pays for prescription drugs. People don't recognize that.
That much is definitely true. Al, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. So we started the show by talking about universal health care. And, you know, normally talk shows try to keep topics to 1 hour. But this is such a big issue. There are so many different facets to it. And it's so important because you're going to hear more and more about it as the 2008 election comes closer and closer. The politicians are inevitably going to be promising this universal health care idea. They're going to be out there throwing this concept out and just throwing it out there, with a little carrot on the stick for you. Hey,
well,
take a look.
Politicians think it's great because essentially they're giving away your money to pay for your health care. And, you know, in the process, we're going to employ a whole bunch of middle-class government bureaucrats. And a lot of people that don't understand economics want to get something free. They think it's a good idea, so they're going to vote for it. Some people don't have much money, so they'll vote for other people's money. There's no accountability on the politicians' part. People have to be educated and understand how economics work, and hey, you know, what's the likelihood of that?
So there's a lot to talk about here, including Walmart taking a pro-universal health care stance, which is disappointing to me.
Well, of course, Walmart doesn't like to pay high rates.
Everybody has to pay, though. We'll get to that. But first, to the Cato Institute, I believe this is Cato Institute, or they're commented here. Either way, Michael Tanner in the Cato Institute, he's the director of health and welfare studies at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank. He says, so you say you want a VA-style health care? For some time, advocates of a national health care system had pointed to the Veterans Health Administration as a model for how such a system would work. New York Times columnist Paul Krugman writes endlessly on the idea, calling the VHA, quote, Exhibit A for the advantages of government provision. Of medicine, and praising it for holding down costs while providing high-quality care. But in the wake of the scandal at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, it's worth taking another look at what the government-run model means. Now, Walter Reed is technically a military facility under the control of the Pentagon rather than the Veterans Health Administration. But the horrifying conditions there have opened a window to fundamental problems throughout the veterans' health system, problems that should warn us all of the dangers of entrusting our health care to the government.
They're doing lots of reporting on lots of other hospitals now. Reporters are on the scent. They realize that, we can find good stories by just finding out about these hospitals. So now they're checking out all kinds of VA hospitals, and they're finding
problems. In general, the level of medical care, and this is not a surprise to us, liberty-minded people, we know this is going on. It's just that, you know, the news people are now discovering it as though it's something radical and unusual.
Can you imagine?
In general, the level of medical care provided by the Veterans Health Administration is fairly high, but like all single-payer health systems around the world, the VA controls costs by imposing a global budget, a limit to how much it can spend on care. Thus, year-to-year funding varies according to the whims of Congress, not what consumers want or are willing to spend. And so when resources can't meet demand in a given year, the VHA does what other single-payer systems do around the world. It rations.
Mm-hmm.
The VHA recently suspended enrollments on more than 250,000 veterans to cut costs and maintains a very restrictive pharmaceutical formulary, the list of approved medicines that often denies veterans access to the newest and most effective drugs.
The most expensive ones.
Right, you want the newest drugs? Sorry, here, take this 20-year-old drug instead. A study by Professor Frank Lichtenberg of Columbia University estimated that the restricted availability of drugs has reduced the average survival of veterans under the VHA care by as much as 2 months. Now, remember, I pointed this out in the past from my time talking with veterans and asking them what the Veterans Administration is like. And I've had veterans tell me they believe the VA is trying to kill them. And in this particular case, I mean, this is an actual study by Columbia University saying that, yeah, we're giving you the crappy drugs so you die sooner. That's what's going on.
You know, it's a little crackpotty to say that the doctors are trying to kill you, but let's look at what they're incentivized to do. Under that socialist system there, the VA healthcare, you know, they're going to get paid the same amount no matter what. They're employees. They're going to get paid $100,000 a year whether they see one patient or whether they see 1,000.
Right.
So why not
just
get rid of them?
One. 800-259-9231. More about the VA, your calls as well. Universal Healthcare, whatever's on your mind, you take control. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photograph to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
We're talking about the Veterans Administration. The overall topic is this concept of universal health care, which is the new buzzword for socialist health care, which a number of people are trying to foist on the American people. In fact, they've done such a good job of promoting this concept, the idea at least, that the American people are essentially falling in line now with public opinion polls showing that they would like government to handle even more health care facilities. They would like government to handle health insurance and these sorts of things, which is about the worst idea that you could possibly put forward. Universal health care is dangerous. It's socialism. It's forced wealth redistribution, and it needs to be opposed. And all you need to do to really figure out how it would work is look at the VA. And that's what Michael Tanner from the Cato Institute is doing here, pointing out that the way the system works is they've got this global budget, which is a limit to how much the VA can spend on care. So if resources can't meet demand, that is, if there's a lot of veterans out there demanding services from their free health care system, and they just don't have enough money to pay for it, ration time, which means that you go on a big, long waiting list.
And some people will die on that waiting list.
They will. Rationing, and they don't care. Why should they care? That's, you know, their paychecks aren't don't have any sort of connection to who lives and who dies.
The government or, who's ever in charge of this universal health care system? Not in the least bit motivated as to whether or not you die.
So rationing is also beginning to delay or deny care altogether to some veterans, particularly in special areas like mental health. The Miami Herald reports that nearly 100 local VA clinics in the Miami area provided virtually no mental health care in 2005. The average veteran, actually that's 100 clinics anywhere, I guess, the average veteran with psychiatric troubles gets almost one-third fewer visits with specialists than he would have received a decade ago. So the government care is getting worse and worse over time.
Sure.
And several have been turned away from VA hospitals, which helps to explain the recent rash of suicides of veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. So they're just basically saying, hey, sorry, you know, we just, you know, hey, if you want your mental health services, you're going to have to wait a couple years.
It's a shame that this is
I'm crazy now!
It's a shame that this is how we treat the people that, you know...
I'm not treating them this way.
That's true.
You say we, this is the government, not me.
You're right.
Second, because funding decisions are determined through the political process rather than by patient preference, the money is often misallocated. VHA hospitals with low utilization rates are built or kept open not out of need, but because they reside in the districts of powerful congressional committee leaders. Third, the system remains buried under the bureaucracy common to all government programs. Patients and their families are shuttled from office to office, their complaints unanswered. Even when problems are uncovered, no one takes responsibility for fixing them. This is typical of government bureaucracy. Have you ever called a government bureaucracy? Doesn't matter if it's the VA or the DMV or the police or whoever. Have you ever called to just ask them a question?
It's usually it's an exercise in futility.
Just a simple question. A question that you would think that, you know, they'd be able to maybe pass you to one person and they'd be able to provide you with the right answer. Now, it's possible that this can happen smoothly. It's possible the smaller areas, like smaller town governments, things are a little bit smoother there because they're just not as big and bureaucratic. But in general, the way it works is they pass you to somebody who either doesn't answer their phone and never calls back, or will pass you to somebody else who either doesn't answer their phone or never calls back, or put you on eternal hold. Those are your options when it comes to just trying to inquire about something.
Not a lot of customer service, if that's what you're saying. Sometimes you'll get lucky and you'll get your questions answered, and sometimes you'll get even luckier and the answers will be right. But there's really no customer service when it comes to the government.
Right, and that's just asking a question. That's just as a, you know, a concerned citizen asking a question. Heaven forbid you have some sort of issue that you are a veteran and you need to bring up a problem with the care that you've received. Then they really don't want to talk to you. A recent Newsweek story on the VHA revealed, quote, an overloaded bureaucracy cluttered with red tape, veterans having to wait weeks or months for mental health care and other appointments, families sliding into debt as VA case managers study disability claims over many months, and the seriously wounded requiring help from outside experts just to understand the VA's arcane system of rights and benefits. So they need to go and hire a lawyer.
I'm sure.
to understand the system they're working inside.
Right? I mean, you know, it's the government. They have all kinds of rules. They have big tomes of rules, and if you don't follow them, no service for you.
The VHA is the FEMA of the healthcare world, and the other government-run health programs are in no better shape. Medicare faces $50 trillion to $70 trillion in unfunded liabilities. That's $50 trillion.
Incredible.
That's several times what the national debt is in unfunded liabilities, and was recently forced to cut back on reimbursements to hospitals and physicians. Its first highly inadequate step toward controlling costs. Medicaid notoriously under-reimburses providers, driving physicians out of the program and sending patients to emergency rooms for care. Obviously, the people responsible for what happened at Walter Reed need to be held accountable. And clearly, we need to do whatever's necessary to ensure top-quality health care for our veterans. Yet this should also be a cautionary tale for all of us. Government-run health care is not all it's cracked up to be. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, and talk to Jake, listening on WFTL in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Jake.
To the VA because I didn't have health insurance for about 3 months to 6 months after I stopped working, and I had to go back to work full time, and I do have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Took me 4 months to get the first appointment. To go in and then see somebody, a doctor I thought that was going to look, check me over, give me my blood pressure and cholesterol prescription, and I'd get it filled at the VA hospital, or they'd mail it to me, whatever way it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, you walk in, you don't see a doctor. You see some stupid ass, and excuse my French to anybody, but I don't like a nurse practitioner or whatever they call those people. I'm going to doctors. I want to see a doctor, not one of those people.
Right.
Fine. They turn around, she sees me, she says, yes, you do need the cholesterol medicine, you do need the blood pressure medicine, and they take the information, and they'll mail it to me, and I did qualify where I'm under their period of time, I wasn't wiped out, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when I'm there, I'm leaving, she gives me the slips, she says, now this was July of 2006, she says to me, call us in May 2007, for an appointment.
Oh my God!
In September 2007.
Oh,
in other words, they're going to mail me prescriptions every 3 months, not knowing whether I need an increase or a decrease or what have you.
Wow!
Then they did mail me the prescription of the cholesterol medicine. I'm taking 40 milligrams. All well and good. They sent me 80 milligrams. No explanation. 2 days later, a pill splitter arrived, and it says, you know, not why. So I call the VA prescription center. They say, oh, yes, we get a better price when we get the 80 milligram, and that's why we sent out the pill cutters. Well, there was no explanation.
Oh,
no
my
notice,
gosh. Hey, Jake, if there's more to your story, hang on. I'll bring you back, okay? Hang on. 800-259-9231. It's just an odyssey. Just trying to see a doctor.
Just to get your prescription, the same one you had.
This is what people are calling for everyone in America. Is this what you really want, America? It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-401-6788. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-401-6788. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-401-6788. 1-800-401-6788.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ed, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The discussion continues online, by the way. Whenever the show's not on the air, and even when the show's on the air, our bulletin board system awaits you to get interactive with over 1,500 of our listeners and over 200,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's serious issues being discussed, like healthcare. Also, fun stuff. You'll find that as well. bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as the Pork Fest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, hear discussions and progress and on the and the future of the FSP. Register today at porkfest.com. That's porkfest.com.
We're talking about so-called universal health care, which is really total socialist health care, total wealth redistribution forced at the point of a gun by the government. And a lot of people think this is a good idea. A lot of people think this is something that they want as Americans, but I think they need to think again. And they need to take a closer look specifically at the Veterans Administration for a good example of what things would be like, except it would be way worse if this was for everyone. Because the Veterans Administration, the Veterans Health Administration, is a completely socialized health care system right here in the good old U.S. of A. And we've got Jake still on the line from Florida, listening on WFTL. Jake was giving us his odyssey of after he got out of the military, trying to get just a little bit of attention from the VA. You said, Jake, it took you, just to recap, it took you 4 months to even get an appointment to see
That's
somebody.
Correct.
You went in, some bureaucrat saw you and said, okay, yeah, we'll give you this, you know, this prescription. They sent you home, and they started sending you the prescriptions. They told you that you should call them a year, almost a year later, to set up another appointment for later on in the next year to have your prescription reviewed?
That's correct. Now, here's the other part of this.
when I first went up to the VA hospital to register, which I was advised to do, giving him my DD-214 and my discharge and everything else, fine, I had to fill out a means form, which means how much money am I making, what is my pension, what is my Social Security, which determines what level of care you're going to get. I happen to fall in the category where my prescriptions would cost me $8 each. But then I also belong to the American Legion. I start reading the magazine, and they're trying to fight this too. The first budget that gets cut when the government needs money for whatever program it is, to go to FEMA or even to go to the war in Iraq, the first budget that gets cut, and they're fighting this, is the VA budget.
Yeah.
Why? Because of the fact they have never revised actuary tables. They don't want to accept the fact that Americans are now living longer. Like, I'm 65. The longevity of my family runs to approximately 88 years old and a couple of people over 90. So I'm living that long. And, I, you know, if things go as well as the rest of the family does, I can be that old. And if I need anything from the VA, God knows what they'll do to me at that age.
They're just basically saying you shouldn't be alive, so we're not going to give you coverage.
You got to go.
Yeah, that's correct.
Amazing. Amazing. And can you believe, Jake, that people are out there rattling the chain saying, we want this kind of coverage for all of America? They want to put everyone in America under this system? Can you imagine how bureaucratic it would become?
I can't see it, because it doesn't work now in Canada. There are people that are waiting 3-4 months to see a doctor or to have surgery. It will never work that way. I mean, yes, health care is expensive, and I think things can be done to bring down the prices. But the point is, a doctor is an independent contractor just like any other business. He's got overheading expenses he's got to pay. He's got to pay his rent for his office. He's got to pay the girl, the nurse that helps him. He's got to pay the girl that handles the paperwork when you come and go. So I'm not against it, but I think they could turn around and try to legitimize rates.
There are definitely some things that would work to reduce costs. And, Jake, thank you for the great call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Definitely some things that can be done to lower the cost of health care. As I pointed out last hour, if you just let the marketplace handle it, then costs will go down as a result of competition and supply and demand and just the advancement of the industry. And I used some examples that somebody might have balked at. I used the examples of just the hamburger industry, the computer industry, just as two examples of costs that continue to go down. Like with computers, you pay $1,000 for a computer today, and then you can buy the same computer for $100 in two more years. I mean, you get more for less in many, many industries. And it's that way in even some segments of the healthcare industry. Look at LASIK.
That's true.
Look at the dental business. These are two areas that aren't as heavily regulated as some of the other areas in healthcare. For instance, the insurance companies won't pay for LASIK, I don't think, in many cases, because it's like an elective procedure, right?
That's correct.
So since you don't have all the regulatory issues with that, there's a lot more competition. It's a lot more, it's cash-based, and more so than other areas of healthcare. And as a result, the technology is getting better at a much faster clip than many other areas of healthcare, and it's becoming more and more affordable. So just one example of how things could work for the entire healthcare industry were we to just allow it to work. Let's go to Daniel in West Virginia. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live listening on Super Talk WVTS. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, to begin with, I've been in the healthcare system through the VA for the last 16 years. I have a service-connected disability, right? And yes, it has its problems, I agree. And I go to the hospital in Huntington, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I've since, you know, re-injured my service connected, and I've been off work for the last 2 months.
Yikes.
Right? And granted, the care is not very forthcoming and slow, but, you know, there are avenues that you can take, because I'm waiting for a neurosurgeon to do surgery on me, right? And I had to go through the patient advocate, because they didn't have me scheduled for a consultation until June 3rd. You know? And but I have been, honestly, I have to say that, you know, everybody I've talked to there at that facility, and I'm not speaking for all of them, but that particular facility has treated me with nothing but respect and, you know, dignity.
Well, that's good. I mean, there's certainly, you're going to run across good guys and bad guys in any given bureaucracy, and you happen to have dealt with apparently some of the better ones. But some of these guys just left languishing, and they don't care. In many cases, they just don't care, and you can't even get them to act like they care, and it's because they don't have incentives.
Right. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with that. But you know, there again, my personal experiences with the VA have been the greater majority of them good.
It sounds to me like you're just surprised that they've been so good, which just goes to show how bad government health care would be.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Can you imagine if we were to expand this? Imagine expanding the VA, because right now all they have to do is deal with veterans, and there certainly are enough of them. But imagine expanding it to all 300 million people in America and how bogged down and bureaucratic and just terrible it would be just for the average American coming in to get health care.
I agree. I don't consider that. That's not the magic bullet to fix it, you know.
That's what they're talking about, and that's going to come up again and again in 2008, and Americans are going to listen to the siren song, and they're going to say, yeah, free health care, when in fact it's not free at all. You're going to be paying through the nose for this health care right out of your paycheck, and it's going to cost way too much because government's just bureaucratic and slow and expensive. And, Daniel, glad you're enjoying the show. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's mind-boggling imagining how expensive this system would be. I mean, the Cato Institute pointing out that Medicare and Medicaid have unfunded liabilities of $50 to $70 trillion. That's something to where, like, that's
that makes the national debt look just like nothing.
That's fiscally impossible to reconcile. There's going to come some sort of a reckoning day with this, and it's just all going to crash in on itself. This is not sustainable for the future. It's not possible. 800-259-9231. Forced wealth redistribution will fail eventually. It just fails slowly over time. It's failing now. It's just that the more they try to redistribute wealth by the point of a gun, the worse things get. And now they're talking about making it worse. Just get ready, because it's going to crash and burn. And I hope you aren't caught in the middle of it.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage.
from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we give you, there completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We do it for free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 360 of our listeners have decided to do. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you like the show and you want to help spread it to as many listeners as possible, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You'll get some perks like access to the amplifier-only call-in lines and the amplifier-only forum and more on our website. But most importantly, it's our listeners supporting the show because we give everything away on the website for free. So they're just ponying up $3 a month saying, hey, I like you guys. Let's get more people listening to Free Talk Live. And so if you want to get involved in it, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn what it's all about. Learn where we're spending the money, like buying advertisements to get on more radio stations. I'm telling you, this is working. If it weren't for our amplifiers, we wouldn't be on as many radio stations as we are today.
Absolutely.
Fact.
Absolutely not.
So amp.freetalklive.com, great way to get involved with the program. Talking about a really bad idea called universal health care and want to know what you think about it, let's go to the phones, ladies first. It's Kathy in, I believe, Florida? Yes, listening on WFTL. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Kathy.
Well, hi. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, and I'm on my cell phone, so I hope you can hear me okay.
Sounds good. What's on your mind?
Along the VA line, my aunt is a World War II veteran.
She's a whack or a wave?
She's a wave.
Great.
And she is 90 years old as of
awesome.
2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And she has had some good service from the VA. In our community, we have a regular clinic. Then we have these little office clinics in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And in our community, she goes to the doctor every 6 months. She does get her prescriptions for $8. She's had a hearing aid, so in that respect, we're very pleased.
Okay.
She is on limited income. On the other side, we're trying to get her some additional aid as a veteran. It's called aid in attendance.
Hmm.
And that one's taking a very long time.
How long?
Well, we started it in July, but we haven't heard anything for 6 months from them. We haven't gotten a letter, nothing.
Hmm. Have you been sending them certified mail?
Actually, I didn't. She is hooked up with the American Legion,
mm-hmm.
and they're supposed to, like, be her advocate. The VA will not let me speak for her because I'd have to, they want me to have her declared incompetent. For some reason, they will not deal with another party, even though she's can't hear on the telephone very well.
Oh, geez.
So the American Legion, though, does got her permission to let me intercede for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, you know, we just got the process going, but it's very, very slow.
Right. It's like you're just trudging through this swampland of bureaucracy. And it's just unfortunate that people want to foist a system like that on everybody else here in America. And Kathy, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
All right. Keep up the good work.
Yes,
thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Certainly will. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Matthew in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Mark and Ian.
What's on your mind, Matthew?
I've listened to your podcast for a while, but I wanted to say, I wanted to touch a little bit on yesterday's topic and today's topic, starting with yesterday's. You guys are talking about what happens when they don't fund the military, and that might happen. But what actually happens is, because I went through this during the Clinton administration when I was in the military, and they had a work stoppage, the government basically almost shut down.
Mm-hmm.
We still got paid. Our funds for our paychecks don't come from the appropriation funds.
Really?
They don't. You know, we get paid regardless. What might happen is it might stop critical movements. Like they have to obviously. Can't send trucks overseas if you don't have any money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the military people who are active duty still get paid.
Got it. How would this affect the veterans? If this this budget, we're talking about what happened yesterday, where Congress passed this bill that mandates that if it's passed, there has to be an end date for the Iraq War, and President Bush is saying he's not going to sign it, and if this doesn't go through by April 15th, there could be serious consequences, so-called, for the troops and their families. How would this affect veterans? Is that money coming out of the appropriations, or is that money coming from somewhere else?
That I don't know. See, I don't know where he's saying what kind of a hardship it's going to be. I mean, it's already pretty hard in the military as it is. I mean, that's on my second point and why we shouldn't have universal health care. I mean, I was active duty, and I had a pre-existing condition where I'm not lactose intolerant. I'm actually allergic to milk.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is my throat swells up, and I can't breathe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, pretty bad. And so what happened was I went in the military, and they said, oh, well, not a problem. And there's two ways you can eat in the military. They can either pay you to eat wherever you want, or you can eat in the chow hall. And most single guys have to eat in the chow hall. So I was told I had to eat in the chow hall. And I explained to them, like, 90% of the stuff you guys have in there, I can't eat because I'm, you know, allergic to milk.
Right.
And they said, okay, prove it. Prove it. They wanted me to prove it. In other words, I had gotten approved by a doctor, but the person in charge of the doctor, who was not a medical person at all, wanted me to actually go in there, eat some milk, and watch me swell up to see if this would work.
That's psycho.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, okay, yeah, it's fine. It proves it, but I'll be dead. You know, what are we going to do about that? You know, that's kind of a permanent condition.
Right.
So basically they told me that I was, you know, out of luck. And with my $400 a month I was getting as a E-1 soldier, which is a private,
right,
I had to spend a lot of that money on my own to go out and get my own meals.
My goodness.
Yeah, and they wouldn't reimburse me for that. And I had to pay for those on my own, and I was still getting charged to eat at the chow hall as well.
So they told you a big old lie about to get you to join up, and then, once your name's on the dotted line, son,
you're screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, they gave me a whole bunch of promises. Oh, yeah, you'll never go, you know, if you want to be stationed stateside, oh, well, you'll be stateside. You'll get to, you know, I want to go to Hawaii, of course.
Yeah, that'll be nice. I'll get to go to Hawaii, and the government will pay me to do it.
Yeah, well, I went to New Mexico for my first place. You know, there's a lot of sand, but it wasn't quite the same thing. And they told me I wouldn't go overseas, and I spent 2 years in Germany. And I was like, well, not that I'm mad about that, because it actually turned out to be a good thing, because I saw how great America wasn't by seeing other societies and realized, wait a minute, how come, you know, this is like this over here, but I told America was the best country in the world.
Yeah.
I was fed that propaganda my whole life, and I said, wait a minute, they've got it much better over here than we do.
Well, it's different in different areas, you know,
it's different, but the flip side of that is people have to understand this, because universal health care, places like Germany have it, but you know how much they are paying in taxes?
Ridiculous amounts. Through the nose, through the roof. It's insanity.
We pay a lot. Oh, Germany, it's triple what we're paying.
Yep.
I'd rather just pay for my own health care, and not, I don't want the government involved in my life like that. I just don't.
That's the way it should be.
So much for you guys being a beacon out there in this ocean of stupidity in the political world.
Thanks for listening, Matthew. I really appreciate the call. Hope to hear from you again. Great call. 800-259-9231. Poor guy stuck out in California. Talking about the land of socialism. Let's continue with the calls. It's George in Indianapolis listening on, I guess, the Internet. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, George.
Hello, Mark. Ian.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just wanting to say that, you know, I agree with you totally that universal health care it'd be a disaster. You can go to hospitals downtown where most of them that go there is on Medicaid, and you can go in there on a Wednesday and not get out till Friday. They're camped out in the lobby, you know, in emergency room and stuff.
People are camped out waiting for waiting to be seen?
Almost. Downtown at one hospital where most go that's on Medicaid. It's
that's
bad.
That's so.
And, you know, and if they do this, you know, it'd be worse. And like, you know, that guy that said earlier, you know, I don't want the government involved in my life that bad. I mean,
I'd rather go to a black market doctor if they go to go to a universal health care system, personally.
Yep. I guess we're going to be buying light bulbs on the black market.
Shade tree doctors. I'll take that any day. Hey, George, you're in Indianapolis. Why aren't you listening on WXNT 1430? Can you tune it in at your house?
My boys has got the radio in the bedroom. I'm in the master bedroom, and I got my computer in here.
All right, good deal.
You know, I got 40-watt speakers and...
Fair enough, man.
Better than a radio.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, George. 800-259-9231. Obviously, prefer to send our listeners to their local affiliates if possible. And you can always get a list of our local affiliates anytime at freetalklive.com. We've got over 20 of them from coast to coast. So we might be on the radio in your area.
You can go to affiliates.freetalklive.com and see the whole list right there.
You sure can. All right. I think we've got one more call. I don't know where it went to. Oh, yes. Yes, we do have one more call. It's Don in Boynton Beach. Listening
right.
to WFTL. Hey, Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Great, sir. What's on your mind?
I think the problem that we have in this country, number one, I'm a Korean War veteran. I'm proud to say that I fought for this country. I would die for this country. But what I'm seeing lately is a tragedy. We're at a war with people who attacked us like we were attacked during the First World War, and most of those veterans are gone.
I'd like to continue discussing this with you in hour number three. If you can hang on, Don, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, because I don't know if I agree with all of his presumptions, and I'd like to address them. 1-800-259-9231. I don't know if we're fighting who he says that we're fighting, and I don't know if we're fighting anything. I think the government might be doing it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.